Caroline, Willie, D Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game and the Game Nashville app. We are live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studios. And of course, you can watch us streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook. Download their app today and use promo code THEGAME. We're live out here at Barrel House at Bridgestone Arena ahead of the Predators' introductory press conference for their new head coach, Andrew Brunette. Now, we are waiting on David Poile, Barry Trotz, and Andrew Brunette to head to the podium. But I think one thing that I'm looking forward to, or at least hoping that they touch on today, is, oh, and here they go. They sit at the podium, so I'll keep everyone on their toes. We will take it to Barry Trotz, David Poile, and Andrew Brunette.
Thanks, everybody, for coming today. Thanks for everybody that's watching live on NHL Network or NashvillePredators.com and listening on 102.5 The Game. With that, I'll hand it over to incoming general manager Barry Trotz.
Well, I'm extremely excited for myself, the organization, the players, and our fans. At the end of the season, when we last spoke, I said everything from coaches, players, to management would be evaluated, and that took some time. I informed the coaching staff that we would be exploring our options, and it would take until the end of May to complete that evaluation. With the previous coaching staff still under contract, only if the right person was available would we make a change. There were a few key things I was looking for coming out of this period. One was getting back to the pillars of the Predator way that I remembered from the time I was here. And another would be to play an entertaining offensive brand of hockey with our fans could enjoy watching the excitement, because after all, we're in the winning and the entertainment business. I have to thank the current chairman, Herb Fritsch, and incoming chairman, Bill Haslin, for their autonomy I received in carrying out this process and vision for the future of the Nashville Predators Hockey Club. Upon weighing all our options, three candidates arose through that whole process: Andrew, Milwaukee head coach Carl Taylor, and one other individual. As we went further down that path, it became clear to me that Andrew was the best man to lead this team forward. I have known Andrew since he was 19 years old, a seventh-round pick by the Washington Capitals organization. We won a Calder Cup title together in 1994. We were fortunate to bring him to Nashville in the expansion draft, where he learned what this organization, this fan base, the city's values and core values are. He even scored our first goal in franchise history. Andrew went on to be one of only a few players to play in the ECHL, the AHL, and then play over 1,000 NHL games, which he did with six different teams before retiring in 2012. Since then, he has worn many hats, from special assistant to the general manager, assistant general manager, and director of player personnel, to assistant coach, associate coach, and the head coach of the Florida Panthers, who he led to the 2022 President's Trophy and finished runner-up for the Jack Adams Award. He knows how our organization works and is run from top to bottom, understands what we are trying to do with this club. We're trying to get younger, we're trying to retool, build a team that can win a Stanley Cup. I've gotten to know Andrew well, both personally and professionally, during our 31 years of relationship. I have the utmost confidence that he can lead us to where we want to go. So I want to please welcome back our next head coach of the Nashville Predators, Andrew Brunette. All right.
Good. Okay.
Andrew speak now. That's my first go at that.
Yeah, first of all, I'd just like to thank the Nashville Predators Ownership Group, Mr. Poyle, and Barry for giving me this opportunity of a lifetime to come back and be part of the Predator family. It's kind of full circle for me in a lot of different ways. And the relationships in the game that we're able to build is what makes this game so special. And 30 years ago, Mr. Poyle drafted me, a chubby kid coming out of junior hockey, and gave me an opportunity to be a Washington Capitals capital with Barry along for the ride, and being with Barry in the American League, learning to be a pro, and all our good times and bad times we went together really carved kind of the player I was, and I think the person I was. So this for me is an unbelievable. I'm so excited to be here, to be with these people again, to be part of a franchise that I was very fortunate enough to be part of that first group, and I take a lot of pride in that, and where this city's come, where this fan base has come over these 25 years since I've been part of this group, to see it grow to the excitement level of being an opposing player, an opposing coach in this building, and feeling electricity, and feeling the style of hockey that this franchise played for so long. To be part of that again, obviously, is a feeling that it just brings up so many different memories and so much pride. And I'm looking forward to growing and grabbing the Predator away, the foundation that which this organization's been built on, and continuing to grow that.
All right, thanks. With that, we'll open it up for questions. If you just raise your hand, wait for the mic. If you could please just state your name and outlet, just so Andrew can get to know you a little bit better.
I'm Ann Kimmel. I'm with the Hockey News.
Okay, hi.
Barry, I wanted to ask you, what were the most important characteristics you were looking for as you went through this process?
Well, what I wanted when I looked through this whole process was, I'm looking forward to what we already have and what we're going to have in terms of, the young players. And it was really important for me to... I want to play faster. I said that in the first meeting. I want to have a team that has a really good identity. I want us to be an exciting team. And when I started thinking about all those things and what really you look for coaches that do that, that's Andrew's strength. I've known Andrew for a long time. You've seen it in the teams he's coached with, that they bring a style of that flair. At the same time, they're really responsible on the other end of the puck. And he knows that. That's been the Predator way. But what I'm really looking for was there is a really connection. He can connect, and I'm excited for our franchise, the fans, the players, especially the players, because they will play for this guy. He's a fabulous human. He knows the game. He's got 1,100 games. He's got the cachet. He's done it. He's played in the Coast League. He's played in the American League. He's played at every level. And he was a player that... at the seventh round draft choice, who, when you're in the seventh round, you're probably not a high prospect. He had a fantastic career. He can talk the game with, a high-end guy like Philip Forsberg or Dutchy and those guys about how things happen on the power play and offensively. He can relate with someone who's coming up from Milwaukee. He can relate, all those situations. He didn't do it the easy way. He wasn't a first-round pick. And so he's done all that. And I think if you get to know... Andrew, he is very easy to talk to. He's a hockey junkie. He's made it. He's done it. He's lived it. So he coaches it and he teaches it. So I get really excited for the whole organization because I get a great chance to watch Milwaukee. I had a great chance to watch our team. We got some great development happening. The best development tool is what they're doing right now. They're still playing. And that is invaluable, and that's going to be handed on to a really good offensive and detailed coach. I can tell you about one of the things that Andrew does. He demands discipline, but they have fun. They have fun. You enjoy the game. You enjoy coming to work, and that's what I think I really like about Andrew. All the hockey stuff, but the person is the guys are going to work with is going to be exceptional.
Thanks.
Alex Daugherty, Penalty Box Radio. Barry, you mentioned that you told the coaching staff there was you were going to evaluate through the end of May.
I told you guys too, end of May, yeah.
End of May. Was there a moment maybe during the season in which you thought you might have to make a change at head coach during the season?
I would say before I got here from an outsider, yes, because they were not probably playing up to the level. When I got here and then all the changes, as I said to the coaching staff and I said to the whole group here, I thought they did an outstanding job, and that's undeniable. And I did, you know, they were well informed that I had the responsibility to the ownership, to the fans, to everybody to go through the process. And the process is not, you know, 2 or 3 days. The process is months of going through, evaluating, watching, doing interviews, exit interviews at the end of the year, and then so on and so on. And then you have to wait for the process. You know, Andrew was on my radar when I was thinking about, you know, people that I want to talk to. There was a number of people that I thought would be interesting to talk to find out that what, you know, because you don't know till you know. So you have to go through all that process. A lot of the individuals that I talked to, such as Andrew, they were all coaching because they were doing a good job. So you have to wait 2, 3, 4 weeks before their teams get eliminated or they're available. And then you go through that process. And as I went through that process, I narrowed it down, as I said in the opening statement. And then it became clear to me that, you know what, this is something that excites me. It should excite the players. It should excite the organization. The owners were fabulous in backing me on all the decisions that I want to make. And like I said, if we have to take a step backwards and be a little bit patient, we're going to do that because our goal is to do something bigger. And so we're going to be patient about it. We're going to get the right people. And if you want to be part of something special, you're going to be a Nashville Predator. And I need a great leader. And I know Andrew's going to fit that bill.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, John.
John Glennon, Nashville Post and NHL.com. What do you feel like you gained most from your experience in Florida, the year coaching there? And also maybe if you could talk about the challenge of, despite all the great numbers that you put up, you know, not being back for the next year, what did you learn from that as well?
Well, I think you learn a lot. There's a lot of self-reflection, but there's also a lot of pride. I think going in with that Florida group when it was just growing, you know, it was a type of team that had some promise, but we weren't there yet. And to be part of that group and watch it grow and watch it, the winning and the enjoyment level of that group, how infectious it was and how contagious it was, and to see them grow and enjoy the game and enjoy winning, which they never had a lot of it, that for me was the reward. And that's kind of coaching when you're able to be around that and you can see that contagious, that atmosphere of that group. And you know, you leave it as a little bit of unfinished business. You know, obviously as good of a year it was in Florida, we lost in the second round, and you take that to heart, and I think you learn and grow, and unfortunately I didn't have an opportunity to see it through, but I'm proud of what they're doing right now. That group is a special group. They're a close-knit group, and again, as a coach, the reward is to watch them grow and do it what they're doing now. Am I jealous? I love that team, yeah. But, you know, this is an opportunity that, again, it's a once-in-a-lifetime chance for me in a great organization and with great people. And being part of the Predator family for me is the most important thing.
Hey, Joe Rector from The Athletic. Andrew, in the release today, Barry said you're as good an offensive teacher and power play coach as there is in the game today. Is that how you view your identity as a coach? You consider yourself an offensive coach? And if so, how did that start? How has that been cultivated?
Well, I think I wouldn't say I'm an offensive coach. I think my philosophy of how I see the game is I kind of want to dominate the puck, and I want to have it as much as I can have it, and I don't want to chase around too much. So it's not really offensive. It's just more when you have it, keep it. When you don't have it, get it back as soon as possible, where I don't want to defend. I want to check, and I want the puck back. So we have so many creative offensive players, and I think the game's going that way, that I want them to enjoy the game, to be a style of hockey that's enthusiastic, it's entertaining, and it's fun to play. And these guys are going to want to have fun coming to the rink, or I want them to have fun coming to the rink every day. Because I think if you enjoy the game, you'll play better. And as a player, I know when I didn't have fun, I stunk. So I think the more you can enjoy it, and let's not confuse joy with giggling and tee-heeing, and joy's the process of coming to work and getting better and improving and being together. So I think a little bit joy sometimes gets misunderstood, but that's kind of how I see it.
We play hockey, we don't work it.
Steve Lehman, News Channel 5. Andrew, when you were first contacted, what did you initially think about the opportunity? And if I may, for Barry, you talked about getting it down to the three candidates. When you did that, had you already decided you were moving on from John? Was there a possibility to go back, or what sold you in that moment on Andrew making the change?
Well, the whole process was very, very difficult. As I said, I thought John and the whole group did a good job. And I told them that, and I believe that. They're good. That was a good staff. But as I went down the road, I looked at the game, where it's going, what we have coming, where we want to go, all that. I just felt that it was time. And that's where I looked to ownership to give me that. They hired me to make some decisions and have a vision and a plan. And so that's what I've been doing for the last few months with the help of David and Brian and Scott and Jeff. We've been improving all areas of the organization and making an evaluation of where we want to go. And we're set up really well for the next number of years. I think it's going to be exciting. Like I said, we may have to take a step back. But when I started to talk to different people, and you get different ideas and different approaches and all that. And I've been in the game a long time, and I've seen lots of different things, and you try to decipher what is real and what's not, what is BS and what is truth. And when it all comes down to it, is you got to connect with people, and you got to have a vision, and you can go a lot farther as a group than you can individually. So I want someone who can bring a group together, someone who can teach the game, someone who can bring joy to the game, someone who, at the end of the day, there's a time to work, there's a time to play. Don't get too confused. And that's, I think, what Andrew's saying. You can have a lot of fun winning, and you can have a lot of fun on the process. And so you think about the culture that he already knows from his first stint with, some stints with me, and then being an original Predator. It made all the sense. It's checking all the boxes. I want culture. I want our team to play faster. I want our team to play with more skill. I want those pillars of Predator relentlessness and determination. And you saw at the end of the year, there was probably a team that was we're missing some top players, and some of them are here. We're missing a lot of their ability. Their top people in the league, and we were using a bunch of kids. And I'll tell you what, those kids were playing unbelievably hard. We were getting unbelievable goaltending, which kept us in the race. But I think to the core values of this organization is, if you put out your best effort, the fan base and everybody will recognize that. Everybody hates laziness, and this group won't be lazy. It'll be relentless, hopefully. And it'll be determined, and that's what we're trying to create through the whole organization. And like I said, the best teaching tool is winning and going deep every year. That's why I love what Milwaukee's doing right now. That's what our kids are doing. That's going to happen. When we won in '94, our team, and Andrew was part of it, there was a higher amount of players from that team playing in the National Hockey League and had long, good careers than teams that didn't win. It just happens. You just grow. You learn how to win. As I said before, you learn to go to those dark places. It's hard enough to make the playoffs. It is really hard winning a round and going deep. And it's really, really, as I said, you got to go to those dark places to win a Stanley Cup. You got to block shots. You got to, when you get a little nick and you don't feel perfect, you got to push yourself through it, and you do it for the guy next to you. Those are the things that's how you win. And you saw those kids at the end of the year, they were doing that. We had a big win in Calgary. You can ask, you know, Dante, I see right here, who's still playing, and one of the few guys that are left. So we had a lot of fun in Calgary. I saw that dressing room. That's the joy that you get, because the guy next to you, you do something that's really important for the group. That's joy in the game for me, and we're going to get back to that.
Hey, Andrew, Corey Curtis up here. Nashville here. When you look at the guys next to you, is that the number one, the management, what sold you on this job? Because I mean, word was you were going to have other opportunities if you wanted them.
Yeah, I think so. And the relationship, we talked about a little bit this earlier, the 30 years of a relationship, 31 years of a relationship, for sure. And what they stand for and how they've done it and what they taught me, I think we see a lot of the things on the same level. But yeah, for sure, the relationships, and that's why I think it's so, you know, the relationship game in itself is the reason why, you know, as players you play. I mean, I think... human nature, you want to feel connected to something, and the game's connected a lot of us, and when you have an opportunity to be with people that care about you and that have been there through all the ups and downs of your life, it's a no-brainer to get this opportunity and not want to coach this team.
I hear you, David. Andrew, nice to meet you. I'm Paul Scarbina with the Tennessean. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Curious, I guess Steve might have asked, but I was curious to know, when you first get the phone call from Barry saying he's interested in talking with you, what's racing through your mind? What do you do right after that? Do you go talk to your wife? Like, what do you do with that? When he calls you and offers you the job, again, along the same lines.
Yeah, I think obviously excitement level for a couple of reasons. One, we kind of talked about it, was the relationship with the Predator family. With my wife, to be patient, that was definitely a conversation, and I'm blessed that she's so impatient and is allowing me to chase some dreams, and she's done that for our whole life together, and to continue, because it's tough. This game's tough, and to have her with me, that wouldn't have been, I wouldn't be here if she didn't want me to pursue this. And I think when I looked at the team, you know, I played them so many times, and these guys over here, and I know how good they are, and I believe them, their skill level, and how they can play the game. And I think it does fall into the vision, how I can see and how I like to play and the philosophy how I want to play. So that was exciting. So all those pieces fit together. And again, it's hard to say no with people that you've been around for as long as you have, and they treat you the right way. And, you know, so it was a no-brainer.
Chase McCabe, 102.5 The Game, and you both can weigh in on this, but with Dan Lambert being dismissed as well, it leaves an open spot on the staff. Is it safe to assume that Todd Richards and Dan Hynote will also be back, and what's going to be the process of assembling the full coaching staff?
I'll start on that. I asked, I'm a big believer in a new coach having their guy, so I want Andrew to have their guy. Obviously, Andrew... his power play is part of what he does, and so it felt that I had that component, that where Dan is very, very good. That was a tough one, because he's very good at what he does, but at the same time I have to give him his guy. He has a relationship with Todd and Dan Hynote from Colorado and Todd from Minnesota, so I wanted to start with that staff, and they're all under contract, and I think there's a connection. So he was very comfortable with starting that way. So,
yeah.
Did we talk about anything?
I think Barry answered it. Yeah. You know, I think we obviously, this is a partnership, and we're going to collaborate, and we're going to do what's best for the Nashville Predators. And I think we're obviously on the same page, and we're going to get it right.
Yeah, as I said in the opening, Carl was a factor. It was a little more difficult because the timing was, when it started coming and I realized that they're in the middle of their playoff run. And so we, as I said to Carl, I apologize. We actually had to do a little bit of a Zoom because they were in Coachella Valley and then they were coming back. And there was some timing, because I said, you know, I owe it to you. I was waiting, but it was, you're still going. I didn't want to get in your way. And then I just had to do it. And he's a very good coach. I'm excited about, you know, what he's done in Milwaukee. I didn't have as long a relationship. I mean, I got 31 years of knowing this man and what he does, and I have a three to four month relationship with Carl. But what, you know, when you talk the game and all that, he's a very good hockey man, and no question, he was, like I said, he was in one of the three people that I would even consider over John at that point. So, and if I didn't have any of these candidates, like I said, I would be very comfortable starting with John, because he did a tremendous job.
Hey guys, Gentry Estes from the Tennessee. And each of you referenced where the game is headed offensively, stylistically. Barry, how much of a departure do you think that is from, I guess, the Predators' way, as you called it, or what this team has been known for? And how far away from a roster management standpoint do you think you are from being able to play that way?
Well, I think, you know, I wish I could give you a defined timeline. We're dealing with human beings, and I would like a 19-year-old to play like a 22-year-old, or a 22-year-old to play like a 25-year-old. Just doesn't happen just like that. But when I talked about our team, we really want to have a really, you know, come at you with a really good top nine, and maybe a little bit of that identity, and a little bit of that I'll say that grit and spit, if you will. On that fourth line, that they all can contribute. Now, I shouldn't say a fourth line, more of an identity line. That would be my ideal process. And so you just can't have, you know, three small skilled guys playing together all the time. It just doesn't work. You need someone who can, you know, play a little bit of a heavy game. You need someone who can distribute the puck. You need someone who can finish. So we're trying to build our top nine. And I think through the draft, through trades, all that, we've been trying to do that internally, and then my job is to fill in the holes for these guys over here and for Andrew till those guys are there. So that's what we're going to try to do as much as possible. I want to get people who bring a different element all the time. You know, you can't have too many duplicates of everything. That is what I was trying to say. So I'm looking for the right pieces that fit what we're trying to do.
Jill Jelinek, Fox 17 Sports. Congrats, Andrew.
Thank you.
You mentioned earlier the talent of these players, of this team. I know it's not exactly fair to ask you for an evaluation of this team just yet, but kind of what are your initial thoughts of what you do have on this roster, and maybe some areas you do want to improve on?
Well, I think the first thing, obviously, said a little bit earlier, I'm very familiar with a lot of these guys and played against some of them. I've seen some of them grow into roles. I've had to come in here where, you know, they played at such a high level, it forced us to, you know, to pick up our game, and they're a very successful team for a long time. So I know what they are, but right now I'm just in the process. I want to get to know them individually. I kind of have an idea about their games, but it's more important for me to get a feel for them. To really, you're inside. When you're outside, you know. But right now, it's just more building relationships with these players, and you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. For Andrew, Teresa Walker, the Associated Press. Andrew, how different is it this time? I mean, in Florida, you were kind of interim and doing well, but now you come in, you are the coach. You know this organization. And you know the communication you've already had with the men sitting beside you. How different is the situation, and does it make it more enjoyable? Does the opportunity feel different at this point?
Good question. I'm not sure it feels different. I guess it feels different, you know, because you are the head coach and you're coming in to a situation. You know, I was kind of thrown in a situation in Florida following, you know, a Hall of Famer. And put in that position, but there's a relationship already with a lot of those players. So yeah, I guess it'll be a little bit different, and that's the challenge that I can't wait for. That if I can somehow put any kind of stamp on those guys and build our brand and what we believe in the Predator way, what this place has been built on, then that's yes. So yeah, I guess answering in a circle here, yeah, I think it is going to be different, and I can't wait for the challenge. I can't wait to get to know all these guys. I can't wait to get in the ice and get going.
No, over here.
Yep.
Alex Daugherty, Penalty Box Radio. Hi, Andrew. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is kind of a different question, but I'm just curious, what do you remember about that first goal? And when you scored it, as I remember, it was kind of a lengthy review. And do you even remember?
It's a goal. yeah. Well, for sure. It's obviously one of the biggest highlights of my career. And kind of like everything I did, it was slow, you know. I couldn't skate. So I couldn't skate. So the goal review, of course, had to be really slow. And the tension in the building, because we hadn't scored yet, and we won a game, we got shut out, and it took us a little bit. I think it was first period early anyways, and I think the place is ready to erupt. And for those that have been in that building and been this building, or that our building, over the years, and the feel, it is an intimidating place to play, and it's an exciting place to play when it's rocking. And it was there was a lot of tension, a lot of quiet, but when they finally they said it was a good goal, the place blew up. So it's something that I hold very dear to my heart. And to, again, kind of that full circle to be back here is very special.
Barry, I had one more on the John front. That, you know, you mentioned towards the end of the year, you know, you were considering different coach, and as much respect as you did have for him, when you decided to start looking for other coaches, could an argument have been made at that point that it was time to move on from John and let him know as well?
Yeah, there could be an argument, but there is not. Honestly, I said I needed to find the right guy. So for me to let John go and then go look, it made no sense. He's under contract. I think he's a good coach. But I have to find the right guy, and I have to be sure on the right guy. Because if it's not the right guy, then it's a wasted hire. And I didn't want to do that to anybody in this community, with this organization, fan base. Had to be the right guy. It had to feel right. And so I went through the process, and I kept my word. I said, end of May, decision made. We're at the end of May. And so that any way you look at it, I think I set out a goal. I went through the process, and I got and did what I thought was necessary. And I'm very happy that Andrew's going to be our next coach. And John did a really good job. And so I'm wishing him to end up in the NHL very shortly here.
All right, we're going to take three more in the queue here, then break off into little scrums.
Sean Smith, Penalty Box Radio. Question either for Andrew or Barry. You're both pretty well versed in the Predator way. You both mentioned that since you've been up here today. Which area of the Predator way do you think needs to improve the quickest?
Oh, I'll start with that, and then Andrew can answer. To me, is getting consistent, being hard to play against, being fast, being relentless, all those things. You know, being determined. Once you have that mindset, then all the other stuff comes. The offensive stuff, the winning, the consistency, all that comes. And so it's just the mindset, to me, is getting back to the doing things, you know, do what's right. Do what's good for the betterment of the group. And we have a lot of those components there. But we just got to get it tweaked a little bit, and Andrew will do that.
Exactly what he said.
We're perfectly aligned here, aren't we?
David, I haven't forgotten about you. I'm up here. When you look at the guys next to you and knowing you're getting ready to step away, and you think about things like legacy, how great is it to see two of your guys, I mean, two of the guys you brought in?
Yeah, I thought it was full circle when I rehired Barry, but this there's a double circle, if you will, a rainbow. This is it. It's so cool. I really think there's a lot of similarities between Andrew's career and Barry's career. It's, if you listen to and or read Andrew's bio, I mean, drafted in the seventh round, player that most people probably thought would never play, ends up playing 1,100 games in the National Hockey League, plays in the lowest of leagues in the East Coast League, but keeps working on his way up, plays in the AHL, finally gets his chance in the NHL, and then goes on to this fabulous career. And then after the hockey part, on ice, he's doing all of these other jobs off the ice, from being a special assistant to a general manager, to development, to scouting, and then gets into coaching. So I really like both these guys' resume. Really like these guys' resume. They're well-rounded. They're good people. They've been, as the word process has been used a lot, you know, today in terms of what Barry went through. And I'm a planner. I love people that plan, that think things out. Barry has used all his time very valuably to talk to a lot of people, and I mean a lot of people. I'm in the office every day. I got to go knock on the door all the time. Barry, do you have a second to get off the phone, because we got to talk about something? He has touched so many bases here in these last 3 months. This has been a terrific scenario in terms of, you know, passing the keys off to Barry and the thoroughness of what he's done and gone through to get this organization going in the direction that he is going to put a stamp on. And Andrew certainly right at the top of the list of doing that. This is a really solid hire for our organization, for everybody, fans, players. I love the way Andrew played. I love the offensive part of the game. We all know the game is getting quicker, faster, skilled players, and I think this is just what the doctor ordered. So it's all good. It's been a cool experience for me just to give my opinions, to watch Barry at work, see what he's been doing, and I think it's pretty close to time for me to be going to Florida, maybe as soon as tomorrow.
One quick one for both of you. Barry, do you anticipate other NHL clubs pursuing Carl Taylor? And then Andrew, do you have someone in mind for that third coaching spot?
I hope so. I think Carl deserves that. I think he's ready for that. So I hope that opportunity goes. He gets that opportunity. I'm very happy with Carl. So we'll let him win a championship first, and we'll chat. But I would expect that.
Yeah, and on my end, we're going to talk with Barry here next a little bit, and we have some names in mind. And again, we'll collaborate and make a decision here.
All right, everybody. Thanks for being here, tuning in. We'll break off into one-on-ones. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, there you go. That was Barry Trotz introducing the Nashville Predators' next head coach, Andrew Brunette. We'll react to that coming up next, and of course, your thoughts as well. Caroline, Willie, DeMays, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Caroline, Willie, DeMays, this week's Nashville's Best Deal is Central Barbecue in Hillsborough Village. Central Barbecue is a slow-cooked Memphis-style barbecue restaurant where their motto is smoke is our sauce. Go to thegamenashville.com/deals for half off a $30 gift card to Central Barbecue today. We just heard from Andrew Brunette as the Nashville Predators head coach for the first time. Initial takeaways from the press conference.
I mean, I think Trotz believes that he's hired the right guy. He fits all of the, you know, sort of things that you want in a head coach. He talked about the experience of, you know, him being a player. And then, as we spoke earlier, the many hats he's worn. Mm-hmm. And how, you know, his brand of hockey, from what he knows of Andrew, sort of matches up with what Trotz wants. But also, because the question was asked, well, how does the Pred way sort of lines up with what Andrew is thinking offensively?
They said that a lot, the
exactly,
Predator way.
Predator way. I guess that's the new slogan around all leagues, is the whatever way.
Yeah.
But I understand what they mean when they say that. So what I get from it is what Barry is used to and what Andrew brings to the table mesh well together. Now, you know, we got to see, does it also mesh well together on the ice? Mm-hmm. Because from a philosophical standpoint, what they're thinking is both the same. Andrew said, listen, offensively doesn't mean we don't play defense. It means we want the puck all the time, but we want to get the puck back to be in the offensive zone again. So it all meshes together. Now we just need to see if it meshes when it comes to the players, mm-hmm, and when games start.
It's interesting. I enjoyed his talk about that when he said, you know, are you an offensive coach? Like, if you're only an offensive coach, mm-hmm, that's probably not going to be good enough, right?
Yeah.
Defense
right.
is a big
yeah.
part of the game. But I liked how he sort of said it. He said the way you look at it is if you have the puck, the other team can't score, mm-hmm. right?
Just if you have it, keep it.
If you have it, keep it.
Or go
be,
get it.
Be smart with
if
it.
You don't get after
and
it.
I don't think that's anything earth-shattering, but I just think that there is a balance between because what happens, right? If you play a freewheeling offensive style and you lose 5-4, you get all the criticism. Well, you can't stop anybody. What's going on? They're not doing any defense. Where's the structure?
Tennessee and, Volunteers football.
Yeah, and if you have too much structure and you're losing 2-1, you say, well, you get too much structure, you can't score. You've got shackles on the guys. They're not having any fun. So I think he's leaning a little bit more towards I think it's fun to play offense. The season is a grind, right? So you want the guys to be excited about the way you play. You and the fans want to be excited about how the team looks and how you watch them. So it'll be something to look for. And it is a little different. I think John Hines was a little bit more structured. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's exciting to think about, you know, what does that look like for Roman Josi? You know, what does that look like for Philip Forsberg? And a huge swing player, as we know, is Matt Duchene. We know when Matt Duchene is playing really well, it's a huge difference, you know, with what his talent level is, right? You need a lot of mileage out of him. It has not happened every year. But we have enough of a glimpse that we see when he is playing well what that looks like. So these are the challenges. The other thing that just jumped out to me as a theme was just the comfort level, the respect level of having known Andrew Brunette for as long as Barry Trotz and David Poile have known him. I think it goes a long way back, and it seemed like that was the tiebreaker, if you so to speak. Once he started talking to all the guys, he mentioned specifically Carl Taylor. I was interested to hear him say just how transparent he was about, hey, Carl Taylor was a candidate. You know, we considered Carl Taylor. Like, he didn't have to say that, but he said ultimately he's impressed with Carl Taylor, but he hasn't known Carl Taylor as long as he's known Andrew Brunette. So that was interesting to me.
I think it was interesting. That's something that I think both Barry Trotz and Andrew Brunette reiterated several times, was how long they'd known each other, the mutual respect that they have for one another, and for Andrew Brunette, how he's able to come in here and feel such a sense of familiarity. I think Barry Trotz said the same thing in his introductory press conference was, yeah, I mean, I'm being hired, but I'm coming back. I'm not coming to something new. More of our reaction coming up next. Caroline Ville, DeMace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Caroline Ville, DeMace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app. We just heard from Andrew Brunette and Barry Trotz in Andrew Brunette's introductory press conference as the Nashville Predators head coach for the first time. Barry Trotz and Andrew Brunette also will join Jared Stillman this afternoon, so make sure to tune into 102.5 and 106.3 The Game for that. Here's my overall take on the day, on the situation. Anybody can win a press conference. Mm-hmm. Pretty easy to win a press conference. You say the right words. We want to be competitive. We want to win a championship. We want to do things our way. It gets everybody excited and all on the same page. And that's how it should be. But I think that you have to look past just the day of the press conference. And that's not what we're going to get right now. The things that at least that I heard that encouraged me from Andrew Brunette, winning is important to him. And of course you're going to say that yes. On day one. And winning should be important to you. There was something that stuck out to me that Barry Trotz said. He said, you know, the process isn't fun. It's the winning that's the fun. That's something that Bill Belichick says all the time. Like, practice was not fun. Waking up early was not fun. The fun was winning Super Bowls. And then you get back in the weight room, you get back to work. And then you do more work to have more fun and to do more winning. So you can win the press conference. It's easy to do that. It's what comes next. What are you going to do to get this team back on the right track?
Well, we'll see, you know, because obviously you have a lot of different personalities in that locker room. You know, Barry said he wants to get younger. Mm-hmm. So he started that early on, middle of the season. He got younger to mesh with some of the older guys. So that part is sort of going the way he wants it. But it was interesting. He said something in there. And I don't want to make too big of a deal about it because I'm not in that locker room. When he was talking about Andrew, Coach Brunette, and the many hats, mm-hmm. and him being at the lower level, working his way up, playing over 1,100 games and being around people. He said that he's going to get – he's a guy that will get the guys to play for him. Sort of in not exact those exact words, but it was close to it. I may have added a few words in there. But the gist of it was he will get those guys to play for him. Mm-hmm. So my question then would be, were they not playing for Hines?
That may have been one of the reasons, if not the ultimate reason, that Hines is no longer here.
Exactly.
What's the most important thing that this team needed to do? Get your best players and your highest paid players to play the best.
And they did for a year. But then all of a sudden, because we understand he had guys sort of playing in a different role, in a sense, and maybe that didn't mesh well with them. You know, who knows? But what I do know is that you go from having a career year, guys, to all of a sudden, now you're nowhere to be found the next following year. Mm-hmm. So there's some dynamic that happened within that circle. Something happened that you go from doing this to now this. And it was an injury because this is prior to the guys getting injured, Johansson and those guys. So what happened in the midst of all that that had you playing at the highest level 1 year, but then you just drop off the map? You don't typically see that in players. They may drop down a little, but not to that point. So did the message get stale?
Maybe.
Were guys not truly bought in to what, you know, Hines is preaching? Did he not make the game fun? Because that's what Trotsky and Burnett alluded to. We're going to make this game fun. And he doesn't mean fun by laughing and giggling. He means fun by what we're doing. You love coming to the hockey rink. So did guys not like coming to the ice after a while?
Maybe so.
I don't know. It's yet to be determined. We will see. You know, because sometimes guys feel this way. You're asking me after whatever, like, for instance, me. I go into, you know, Baltimore. We have a coach. I play for 10 years. John Harbaugh comes in. You're asking me to buy into what you're doing. And I am. If there's no fruit from that, then I'm going to get frustrated as a player. Like, I'm doing everything you're asking me to do, but
we're
no
working
fruit.
Our exactly. butts off, and there's nothing to show for
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So at least on my end, there was something to show for it. AFC championship games and playoff. But what did John Hines have to show for it when he was asking these guys to do some things that may not have been comfortable with them in regards to how they play?
Nothing.
Exactly.
And that's a frustrating message.
Exactly.
And I don't know what Andrew Brunette is going to be and how successful he's going to be for the Nashville Predators. But I think that it's going to be a fresh perspective, a fresh message. And it's basically just, it feels like a completely new start with a new general manager and a new head coach. And I think that newness, that freshness, and just something to look forward to, that it's different. Because you cannot continue to do the same thing over and over again and expect different results. You have to do something different. I think that fact alone, that the Predators are now doing something different and Andrew Brunette is bringing in a different perspective, I think is a positive thing. I don't know if he's going to be successful. I don't know if he's going to win a cup here. I think that'd be great if he could win a cup here. I hope he wins a cup here. I hope he wins multiple cups here. But I think just the newness of it all.
Well, Trotsky's going to give him the opportunity because he said, we may have to take a step back, but we got to be patient. So he's going to be patient with them. So if things doesn't work out the way they wanted to the first year, nobody scream about change the head coach or they made their own decision. Because Trotsky's not going to be listening. He's going to deal with patience, and he's going to give Andrew Brunette an opportunity to get this roster and this team back to where they were 2017-2018.
That is going to do it for us today. Barry Trotz and Andrew Brunette on with Jared Stillman on Stillman & Company later on this afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Stillman & Company's up next.
Be love and love of somebody today. Peace.